You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
So we're here to talk about the show that you're doing. Hello. Just let me actually preface this by saying hello. would you like to introduce yourself for everyone who's listening?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me here.
Of course.
My name is Rena Hamida. I am Palestinian, living in Aotearoa for the last 12 or so years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a daughter for two Palestinian refugees that were displaced in 1948 to Syria. So I'm here. I'm an artist, so I act, I sing, and I'm a human rights advocate.
Yeah, well, I mean, we were just talking about how you're doing, even just today, you're doing some incredible work in the community, which is much needed and much appreciated always.
Yes.
And you're involved with the flotilla earlier this year as well.
Yeah, yeah. I just came back like a month ago from the Global Sumud Flotilla mission that was aiming to break the siege on Gaza and open a humanitarian corridor to allow aid to flow through unembedded and immediate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's, I mean, insane and incredible and very courageous work, I suppose. Yeah, I remember reporting on that actually just a month ago or whenever. So thank you for that work, and I'm glad to see you here and safe for the moment anyway. I do want to talk about the show that you're doing. I'm very excited to talk about it. It's called Tales of a City by the Sea.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told it's very poetic, powerful, new theatre work. And it's insane that in the midst of everything else you're doing, you're also doing this. Do you want to explain a little bit about the show, how you came to be a part of it, what it's all about?
Tales of a City by the Sea is, by its name, you probably would figure it's about Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
And it's written by Samah Sabawi, who is a Palestinian writer. And it is very interesting because the director of this show, it's Acacia O'Connor, and who is a dear friend of mine.
Yeah.
We have been through quite a bit together.
Yeah, I've seen Acacia speaking at the protests and things down
yes.
at Aotea Square.
Yeah, she's part of the Global Movement to Gaza team that we have in here, which I co-lead with my comrade, Yusuf Amour. And she and I also went with Hone to try and go into the global march to Gaza, which they were able to go through the borders, and I was deported back to Aotearoa from the airport because I'm a threat, according to authorities, to their internal national security while they are in Egypt on the border with the genocide ongoing right now. So Brisbane saying that that is still ongoing and also acknowledging that we are also, I am also a visitor in this colonized land too. So I know her for a while. Our relationship is long-standing, hopefully, and have always felt like we were going to be working together.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And she decided, we did a lot of readings from the monologues, and they have put something from Tales of a City by the Sea before.
Mm-hmm.
This time she decided that she was wanting to actually put it on stage fully and asked me if I would like to sing, which is what my main role Whoa. Always has been.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes, or if I wanted to play a lead role in it.
Yeah.
And I chose to play Jumana, who is a Palestinian woman in Gaza, falling in love with a diaspora Palestinian who lives in America, and comes on board one of the boats that came through and actually arrived in 2008. For me, it just felt like it would be really profound and real as a follow-up and an integration to the experience that I was on, being on the boat, trying to go to Gaza. And
yeah, well, it's like really rooted in real experiences for you.
Totally. So this is me playing the other part of the story, the side that was on the shores looking at the boats. And that felt very potent because there is a lot of thoughts of, you know, what happens on the shores. When we were on the boats, I had a lot of chats and video calls with Palestinians that were on the shores in Gaza, waiting for us and looking, and we were chatting with each other, and that really created this connection of what are we doing with them in collaboration. And that felt really true and right for me to just step into the role of Jumana.
Yeah, and you were talking a bit about the themes of the show. It sounds like a little bit of a love story in a way, but there's obviously more to it than that.
It's very multi-layered. It's a love story that basically showing Gaza and Palestine as it is, which is a land of love and joy and connection to the trees and to each other and community. But at the same time, there is that longing and disconnection to the outer world. And how does that create a friction in people's lives? And how does that reflect also on the experience that we have as Palestinians, whether we are disconnected but displaced, and when we are still there living under occupation and oppression? And how does that experience really vary? But it all comes to the same point of human being human, and love and war and pain and joy, and it all exists, and Palestinians do go through all of that, and they are no different than any of us that are going through this life together.
Yeah, well, we're talking about, like, that's a beautiful message, like this power of community and the importance of community. And it's such a beautiful way to represent that in an artistic way. Mm-hmm. Like, how many people were involved with this production? Like, how long has it been going on that you've been organizing everything? Well, not you personally, but all of the people organizing.
We've actually been on it for the last probably 3 weeks.
And oh, wow.
Yeah, we've been
has it
going.
Been intense?
Yes. I am naturally an improvisation artist. So memorizing lines is quite an interesting thing. But because we are doing it together, and it is in our body, right? Like, it is a very lived experience by not only me, but all of the people that are there. Because as I said, it's the same experience that we all experience. And now we're embodying it in this beautiful story.
Yeah.
Very, very well written and well expressed and put together. And we've been just practicing and rehearsing and finding out where is the best and what is the best way and form to really deliver the meaning and the experience of this, so it connects to the people that are watching it and the audiences. And art is a very powerful method, right?
Like, yeah,
it's
definitely
such a form that sometimes it bypasses the mind and it goes into the feeling and the body experience of this memory that comes through when we witness all of that raw human story and experience. So yeah, we've been just going really hard on that. Rand Hazu, who's a Palestinian lecturer and theater professional, is also co-directing. We have Hone as my love, my lost long love in the story. We have Bala, who is an amazing actor, and he's playing the role of Ali, a friend of Rami, who is my lover. Mm-hmm. We have Acacia is also playing a role that is my cousin, Lama. We have Shireen, that I forgot her last name, but she is my mother-in-law. Yes, and I have my father, who's David. We have a lot of people that are contributing to this. My sister is working with the costumes and what we're going to wear.
Oh, that's incredible.
It's so good. It's so good to dive into that and, like, what people actually use for weddings, for example. How do they dress as a different class in different countries but from the same roots? You know, it's very, very interesting to dive deep into the culture and the spirit of Palestine.
Yeah, absolutely. For anyone who's interested in seeing the show, it's happening next week, I think, from the 25th to the 29th of November.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go see it at Te Pō Theatre in Henderson. Is there a ticket cost? How much are tickets? Is it free?
It is not free. It's ticketed. Mm-hmm. I do not know how much is this again. I did not look into that.
Well, you can check on tipotheatre.nz for ticket information as well for that.
And you can also go to Instagram page, Tales of a City by the Sea.
I was having a look at that today. That's a cool page. So you can really see what's happening.
We're going to have very, very beautiful music that is sung by Eva Maria as well and played on oud by David. Who is also my father in the play. You're going to find very, very beautiful connection over there. And if you've ever felt resistance to going to places and showing up and raising your voice because of whatever conditioning and internal colonization that you have, which is I don't know enough or anything of that, then I would recommend that you come and just connect and just witness and be in community, because that's really where we're at right now. No one can do it alone, and we have to tap into that connection.
Yeah, definitely. I was going to ask if there was anything you feel people should know before they come, or if there's kind of like a call to action or something that you'd like people to take out of this show, whether or not they can come, or if there's any other way they can support, I suppose.
There is a lot of way that we can support, and the minimum is showing up to these events, to the community, to the needs that you have to understand and to connect and to have a little bit of an experience of what is that is happening. We are right now pushing for sanctions on Israel. Mm-hmm. And Chloe from the Green Party has proposed a bill that pressure and demand the government to apply sanctions on Israel, to apply the embargo, to stop that lifeline to an oppressive system. We do not want our money as humans and as community to go into funding a genocide, to go into funding illegal settlements, to go into keeping an oppressive system going on. And we demand that. This is our right, because as we were talking before, where is the money going? Mm-hmm. What are we indirectly involved in? This awareness is an invitation to be conscious of where you are investing your energy. Where are you putting your money in? And this is one of the main thing that right now we're trying to push forward. We need 6 more MPs from the parliament to step in and say yes to this bill for it to go through and to start being official. So if you want to help, get in touch with anyone that you feel they are part of the community. And we are going to be directing you to the right place. But right now we need to lobby and to pressure our government to stop funding a genocidal entity.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many ways that people can help. And I mean, this is among one of them. But yeah, there's so many ways to apply political pressure. You can attend protests, you can donate, you can push for sanctions and things and action from our government that we need.
Come and join us on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every Saturday, there is a protest.
Every Saturday,
in Puerto Mart. Come and join us. You will know more. You will find out where exactly do you fit. Where is your role? What can you do?
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you for
joining
having me
us.
Here. I appreciate it.
Just a reminder, if you wanted to check out more details about that you can go to Tipoa Theatre. .nz. That's the show is called Tales of a City by the Sea. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a really beautiful performance, so definitely go check that out. Again, thank you so much for your time.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.